Chapter 2. Empty House.
Through the years inside the dome, Drake had grown bulky. Not fat, but nourished and muscular. Yet today he walked hunched like an ape expecting a threat, much in the manner that he had appeared just before finding the glass sanctuary. In that near yet distant past, his brownish-black hair and matching beard had grown long, tangled, and dirty. He'd lived under the concept that evolution was correcting this failure called humanity, and that all things were returning to the primeval essence of life. He dreaded the day when they ran out of usable batteries, bulbs for the lanterns, fuel and release from the insanity that lingered in the black.
It has a voice, you know.
He glanced at Doug without expecting any acknowledgement of the situation.
The black sounds like silence with a tinge of beckoning. It caressed the mind with a subtlety much akin to the kiss of a slightly nervous lover.
Smiling, he stretched down to stroke the Airedale behind the ears.
Don't guess you understand that, big boy.
Sometimes during the aloneness outside the dome, Drake had been tempted to kill the fire, turn off the lanterns, and let eternity swallow his emptiness. But after coming upon the lighted glass and the people he'd taken once more, to the comforts of a clean shave and a short cadet haircut, he looked like and felt like a new, but still purposefully reclusive city dweller.
Perhaps humanity is human only when in tune with work, neighborhoods, resorts, and colonies, and perhaps only altogether complete when enhanced by family.
While rambling to himself, he searched for loot. Mostly any components fit for repairing the main generators, but also any parts that might be useful towards the dead Gens back at the barracks and the main gathering hall. Some in the group rumored that a few of the locals had hoarded personal household energy sources.
Just in case,
folks had said. So Drake searched and rummaged, hoping to pick up a working voltage regulator, some resizable cooling components, jumper cables, or even a functional vari-size fuel system. Clever engineers make one thing fit into another, whatever it is. Tomorrow he'd go to the turbines along the dam, via the outside entrance.
That's a trip not to be endured, but once.
A sudden quiver rushed through his hands and shoulders. Drugs burn the spirit and the mind and the nerves. Over 12 years since he last snorted, yet flash visions jerked his thoughts even more than the shakes troubled his muscles. Escape hadn't come without a long-term price.
Not the time for this. Keep the calm.
Drake switched focus to walking, searching houses and possibilities. Doug ran around sniffing things, digging, waving his tail, and jumping sticks, until suddenly coming to a full stop at the curb before a particular empty house. He backed away, growling from deep in his throat while moving closer to Drake.
That's right, boy. Certain types of abandoned houses present an opportunity for danger. They feel haunted, but it's more than that. You keep a close watch, okay?
Drake set focus on the old house, first the door and then the windows, one by one. He knew this kind of building. Like history without a place to park, they came in multiple sizes with peeling paint, broken windows, and front doors that always seemed to bang in a mysterious wind that no one ever feels. They reflected the ambience of television vampire houses, haunted by the pale light of a full moon and purposed only for grade B horror films. Now days, they thrived in the shadows that accumulate beneath the dome's declining lighting. Long ago, Drake had learned to sprint past such hollow reflections of life, or at least ignore them. Not that he feared empty houses. They were, in fact, far safer than sleeping alone outside while surrounded by the voice of the black. Walls restrain the power of darkness and dull the sound of static, at least in part. Inside, fires burned brightest and permitted the mind a moment of quiet, even though some hollow houses contained physical evidence of things that neither man nor woman could ever unsee. However, some houses were more haunted than others. Drake was tired of scavenging. He wanted to stay inside the dome and live until he too experienced a fading. But after the generators quit, everything started failing. Even as Drake gathered tools, parts, and courage, the backup batteries that powered the dome's emergency lights were bleeding out.
By midtime tomorrow, the Black will overtake the inside of the dome. We can't let that happen.
The quivering returned. Doug came near and leaned against Drake's left leg, a gentle and unintentional reminder of a woman and the comfort of her body heat against his thigh.
It's a mess, boy. The moment Naomi's eyes prompted me to raise my hand and identify as an engineer, I knew this day would come.
Then he paused, head cocked and listening. Something about this house alarmed him, even without the dog's fretfulness. Covered in vines and overshaded by nearby trees, this damaged structure was the precise description of things to be avoided. Yet within it existed a curiosity that pulled his feet towards the creak-hinged front door. Pack-bound to follow his master into the shadows, Doug hesitated but for a moment.